Mississippi Talking Book Services, The Reading Light, Spring 2025, a quarterly newsletter of Talking Book Services at the Mississippi Library Commission. Written by Talking Book Services staff and read by Miranda Loper. Talking Book Services Summer Reading Program, Color Our World. Have any plans for the summer? Talking Book Services invites you to join the fun in this year's summer reading program. The theme is Color Our World with tactile hobbies and art, and the program will run from June 16th to August 16th. Participants can complete a variety of challenges from our activity board to be entered to win a prize, and all ages are welcome. Activity challenges are available in large print, by email, and in Braille. To sign up, please call a reader advisor at 601-432-4151 or email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. The deadline to sign up for this summer's program is May 20th. Add Talking Book Services to the top of your summer to-do. The Reading Light feature, Patron Interview. On March 14th, 2025, TBS Director Miranda Loper conducted a phone interview with Dr. Jim Robertson, a patron of 27 years with Talking Book Services. The interview is recorded below and includes direct quotes and paraphrasing. Miranda, how have you been enjoying Talking Book Services? Dr. Jim, I have been able to increase my reading opportunities, especially since I began accessing Bard. I read upwards of 100 books or more per year, and the instant downloads help me achieve that. Mississippi Talking Books does such a wonderful job. I cannot imagine my life without Talking Books. It is the most enjoyable part of my life. Miranda, what is your favorite aspect of Talking Book Services? Dr. Jim, with my personality, having personal contact with the service and the staff of Mississippi Talking Books, I enjoy chatting with and learning from the librarians. Miranda, have you always been a library user in some way? Dr. Jim, no, I became an avid reader in my 20s after I was blinded in an accident. As a child in Liberty of Emmett County, Mississippi, there was no public library at the time. However, that all changed as I developed intellectually. Miranda, what is your favorite book? Favorite narrator? Dr. Jim, my favorite book of all time would probably be The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. I've been a Steinbeck fan for a long time. Close second is Of Mice and Men. My favorite narrator of all time is Jack Fox. What a memorable voice. Close second would be David Hartley Margolin. Miranda, what is your advice to fellow users of Talking Book Services? Dr. Jim, simply make full advantage of the service. Don't waste your time and your opportunities. Read. Talking Book Services is truly a blessing. Service Spotlight. While Talking Book Services offers various pieces of technology to blind and visually impaired patrons, such as digital talking book machines, refreshable Braille displays, Bard, the Braille and audio reading download, and currency readers, we do have a physical collection of Braille materials available as well. Our physical Braille collection features adult books with several notable Mississippi authors, as well as Twin Vision books. The Twin Vision books are complete picture books in a spiral binder with a plastic Braille page over each page of the book. This setup allows for sighted caregivers to read along with blind or Braille reading children or vice versa, and enhances the dual reading experience. Our Twin Vision books are available for checkout to patrons and will ship in the mail by Free Matter for the Blind in returnable black mailing bags. Call a reader advisor or check out our online catalog to reserve these materials or for more information. Reading Corner. Our Braille and audio reading download, BARD, service allows you to download books to your personal device or computer instantly. BARD Mobile is available for Apple and Android devices. BARD Express is available for Windows-based computers. Recent top BARD downloads: To Die For by David Baldacci, DB125480. The House of Cross by James Patterson, DB125904. Bellevue, a Novel by Robin Cook, DB126298. The Boyfriend by Frida McFadden, DB125080. Summer at Hope Haven by Kristen Harper, DB123746. Over the Edge by Irene Hannon, DB125644. Haunted by Randy Wayne White, DB125278. Trial by Fire by Danielle Steele, DB125935. Spring Picks. Discover what our reader advisors are reading this spring. Margaret's Pick, Westering Women by Sandra Dallas, DBC02992. Also available in large print, LPFD145. This is the story of a group of women who all decided for different reasons to undertake an arduous journey led by two ministers from Chicago to the gold fields of California as potential brides for the miners. Margaret says, as the journey progresses and each of the brides share the hardships of the trip, they begin to grow closer together. I feel as though I know these travelers, the guides, as well as the ministers. Gloria's Pick, Sweet Talk by Julie Garwood, DB75412. Also available in large print, LPFG244. When FBI agent Grayson Kincaid first encounters Olivia McKenzie, she makes quite an impression. The beautiful, tough young attorney has stumbled into the middle of an FBI sting operation and has reduced it to chaos. Months of surveillance and planning down the drain. Kincaid's partner is furious and lets Olivia know that she's ticked off the wrong guy. Gloria says, bad guys, action, and romance. What else could you ask for? A lighthearted, fun read. Evan's Pick, Snow Crash by Neil Stevenson, DB057673. In this dark vision of the future, America has traded away most of its power to private companies that run the entire country like a business. People escape from the drudgery of modern life into a digital world where you can be anything or anyone. However, this world is no paradise, and when a new computer virus arises that can destroy your mind as well as your PC, a former pizza delivery man must track down the culprit before they distribute it on a national level. Evans says, an excellently written piece of speculative fiction that examines numerous concepts that seemed distant in 1992, but are concernedly possible in the modern day. The America Stevenson depicts is simultaneously alien and familiar, one taken to its logical extremes, but disturbingly conceivable. J.D.'s pick. Say Nothing, A True Story of Murder and Memory in Northern Ireland, by Patrick Radden Keefe. DB 94329. Say Nothing is a riveting piece of historical nonfiction that recounts some of the events that took place during the Troubles in Northern Ireland throughout the late 1960s and into the 1970s. The book primarily focuses on the murder of a widowed mother of 10, detailing not only the killing, but the world and culture that facilitated it. Keefe introduces us to key paramilitary, community, and political figures to help us better understand the Troubles and how their cultural and political impact are still being felt today. J.D. believes this is, for anyone interested in the modern history of Ireland, or who enjoy examining different cultural or political movements. Still want more options? With hundreds of thousands of audio and braille books and magazines available from NLS, for some patrons, it's hard to know where to start when searching. Collections Connections, a free email newsletter from the NLS collection development staff, can help. Each month, it highlights fiction and nonfiction titles focused on a timely theme. Sign up for the Collection Connections newsletter by emailing connections@loc.gov. TBS staff feature, Patron Services Coordinator, J.D. Burns.
Howdy, I'm J.D. Burns, the Patron Services Coordinator with Talking Book Services. I started working with TBS in May of 2019 as a circulation librarian, and in my time here, there isn't much that I haven't done in our department. Currently, some of my primary responsibilities include helping patrons with any issues they may have with their service and generally focusing on making sure we're providing the highest level of service we can for you, our patrons. I live in North Jackson with my wife, our 2 children, and 5 cats. And when I have any extra time, I enjoy playing the guitar and writing music. I love to read historical nonfiction, horror, some fantasy, adventure, and sci-fi, and I love comics and graphic novels, too.
Talking Book Services News. TBS staff attend the CLOS Conference. In March of 2025, TBS Director Miranda Loper traveled to Indianapolis, Indiana, for the CLOS, Keystone Library Automation System, Users Conference for Libraries of the Blind and Print Disabled. Patron Services Coordinator J.D. Burns and Patron Services Librarian Tanner May both participated virtually through Zoom. Our staff attended seminars on a range of topics such as cataloging, best practices with magazines, and tips and tricks for readers' advisory that will help us strengthen the technical side of our services to best serve our patrons. Representatives from the National Library Service shared information about upcoming new equipment and technology that will be available and announced soon to patrons. Exciting opportunities are always on the horizon with NLS. Images included are of TBS Director Miranda Loper at the Indiana State Library for the CLOS Users Conference. TBS at the Mississippi School for the Blind. In February, the Mississippi School for the Blind in Jackson, Mississippi, hosted their 25th annual Braille Challenge Day. Many students from the school and across the state gathered to show off their Braille skills in friendly competition. The winner of the Braille Bee at this year's event was a TBS patron. TBS director Miranda Loper presented to parents and teachers about available services, while TBS outreach librarian Megan Fleming provided equipment demonstrations, troubleshooting help, and resources at the information booth. In further collaboration with the Mississippi School for the Blind, TBS installed a special embossed story walk for the school during Read Across America Week in early March. These story walks feature picture book pages with a braille overlay that are attached to outdoor lawn signs and are inserted into the ground on metal stakes. The students enjoyed combining reading, physical movement, and nature all in one activity. The image included is of Jennifer Hart, Mississippi School for the Blind Library Media Specialist. The Reading Light is written and edited by the staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Reader's note: if you would prefer to receive the Reading Light in a different format, please call and let a reader's advisor know. End of reader's note. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. Library service hours: 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Phone: 601-432-4151 or 1-800-446-0892, toll free. Fax: 601-432-4476. Email: talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website: http://mlc.lib.ms.us/TBS/. Web catalog: https://tbsopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/. Facebook: https://www.facebook.com/mslibrarycommission/. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. End of Mississippi Talking Book Services, The Reading Light, Spring 2025 issue, read by Miranda Loper. Approximate reading time, 19 minutes. Recorded in the Talking Book Studio of Friends of Handicapped Readers in Jackson, Mississippi, April 2025. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.